Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection.
St. John Henry Newman, Apostle to the Doubtful, by Mariel Trevor and Leonie Caldicott. The Later Years Continued. Daily Duties. In 1857, Newman retired from Ireland. He felt his presence was needed in England. He foresaw the great trial of faith that was coming from the advance of scientific skepticism, which he felt he might do much to counter, not by using modern methods of thought, but by using reason to demonstrate the credibility of Christianity to minds formed by them. This was, for Newman, his personal vocation, carried through from his Anglican to his Catholic days, from his sermons on faith and reason and the essay on development to the grammar of assent. But the most urgent need for him was in Birmingham, if his conception of the oratory was to bear fruit. Newman was devoted to St. Philip and to the oratory. He sent papers on its history back from Ireland and delivered some chapter addresses on the nature of their vocation to his small community. All rather depressed at being scorned as lacking in spirituality by their London brothers, who were apparently so successful. Newman was always practical. He distrusted much talk of spirituality and noticed that spiritual enthusiasts often shunned hard pastoral work among the poor. He advised seekers after perfection to do the duties of the day, however humdrum, as perfectly as possible. He followed his own advice, taking up all his old duties as a priest on his return from Ireland. Many people, then and afterwards, did not realize what a devoted pastoral ministry Newman was carrying out in the much-despised industrial city of Birmingham. But his parishioners, to the third and fourth generation, knew how to value it and loved him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, Teacher of teachers, have mercy on us. St. Philip Neri, gentle guide of youth, patron of thy own, vessel of the Holy Ghost, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Read books that begin with S, St. Philip Neri used to say. That is, books that begin with St. Augustine, or St. Thomas Aquinas, or St. Bernard. In other words, St. Philip always wanted us to be very devoted to the lives of the saints. And to whom was Newman devoted? Well, he was incredibly devoted to Our Lady. He had a devotion to St. Joseph. He loved St. Athanasius. He loved St. Paul. He loved St. Augustine. But there was a special place in his heart for his own patron, St. Philip Neri. For Newman believed that in the oratorians that came to England, in the establishment of their oratorian house, St. Philip himself was walking among the English. That St. Philip, who had blessed those English martyrs who were trained in Rome and were going back to England to die as martyrs after the Reformation, the same St. Philip who loved those martyrs, who lived across the street from them, who blessed them in the streets before they went off, who wanted to do something good for England, that same St. Philip, Newman believed, was now doing good for England through this establishment of his oratorians in England. Through them, St. Philip himself was blessing the English. And Newman, in these years of the 1850s, wrote all kinds of little devotional things to St. Philip, a litany, hymns, prayers, put together a novena. He put together a daily source of readings from his life. He composed a little office, that is, vespers and lauds, compline, to remember the stigmata of the Holy Spirit, the wounding of the heart of St. Philip, his Pentecost experience. The Pope never approved this, but Newman was very devoted to it. In other words, when Newman thought about the saints, he wanted to do the work of St. Philip Neri. He had his oratorians read a little bit of his life every day. And so we should be inspired tonight by Newman that we too should be devoted to a saint. We too should have a special patron saint. Maybe it is St. Philip. Maybe it's St. John Henry Newman. Maybe it's Catherine of Siena. Maybe it's Teresa of Avila. Maybe it's St. Anne Lyne, the great laywoman who protected so many priests in the time of Elizabeth I and later. During Lent, we should have a saint's life on the go. We should be reading a little bit about the saints every day. Truly, read books that begin with S. Why? Because we need to be inspired. We need to see that following Christ is possible. The saints are one of the greatest arguments for Christianity. The saints, in their goodness, show us the truth of the gospel. Because how could this religion produce such goodness if it were not true? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.